Blog Talk Radio.
I'll send you red roses by the dozen. I call you sweet little things like turtle dove. I whisper pretty things in your ear, the kind of thing that a girl likes to hear.
Maybe if you'll give me all your love,
I'll bring you pounds and pounds of chocolate candy. Prove it to you that I've been thinking of. I'll tear up all the pictures I hope of every pretty girl I've ever known.
Maybe if you'll give me all your love,
take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. I'll kiss your sweet red cherry lips until you're hot to stop. If you need me just a whistle, then I won't need a show. I'll hug you, squeeze you tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one night stand.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love,
take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. I kiss your sweet red cherry lips until your heart is stopped. Every night I'll serenade you beneath your window. If you need me just a whistle and I won't need a show. I'll keep the speed as tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one night stand.
Baby, if you're gonna give me all your love, baby, if you're gonna give me all your love,
I'll bring you pounds and pounds of chocolate candy to prove it to you that I've been thinking of. I'll tear up all the pictures I hold of every pretty girl I've ever known.
Maybe if you'll give me all your love,
take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. I'll kiss your sweet red cherry lips until your heart is stopped. Every night I'll serenade you beneath your window. If you need me just a whistle, then I won't need a show. Hug you, squeeze you tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one night stand.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love,
take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. I kiss your sweet red cherry lips until your heart is stopped. Every night I'll serenade you beneath your window. If you need me just a whistle and I won't need a show. Hug you, squeeze you tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one night stand.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love, baby, if you'll give me all your love.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Please?
Yes.
Hello?
I can't.
Man, I swear, if it's not one thing, it's another. I had to call in.
Oh.
I'm sitting here telling you guys all about Blog Talk telling me that my studio was full, and I had to delete something before it would let me add any. And I had three songs to add because I almost missed Angela Lansbury. So I'm frantic here, and it's telling me I've got to delete songs. I had to delete 40 songs before it would let me put any more songs in. I couldn't believe that because I had to do the same thing yesterday.
Oh, really?
It was, or this morning. Yeah, this morning, rather, when I was building the show. And it was like, well, what's with this? I've only got 80 pages of songs. What's wrong with it?
Wow. Well, Jenny, I don't know.
But, well, you know, I did it. I got it. I made it in time, even though you guys couldn't hear me. I mean, you know, why not? Why not have a day when the microphone doesn't work, too? What the heck? Might as well get it all done all at once, right?
Yeah. Yeah, ain't there that way? You do it one time. Yeah.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Yeah. Anyway.
Hi, Tammy. Yes.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
We have
you been asleep all night? You didn't leave me any coat to dust on. None.
Oh, my gosh. Get her a coat. Good grief.
I never saw it. Do what, Jenny?
Anyway.
Jenny, what'd you say?
We've got a tribute. Oh, that's okay, honey. I'll just mute you, and you can just yell at her all you want to. It's good. We've got a tribute to Angela Lansbury because we lost her yesterday. But you know what? As far as I know, she didn't have COVID. I haven't had a chance to read her bio. But anyway, she was 96 years old. She was 5 days from her 97th birthday. Wow. Just wow. How irritating. But anyway, hey, you know, she lived a good long life. She did a whole bunch of stuff. And we're going to do a tribute to her after we do a couple of songs, okay? Today going is, have you guys ever heard of Johnny Mulder? I hadn't until John says, hey, let's do Johnny Mulder. And I says, hey, I'm game. Let's go. No problem. He's an ETA, and he's Dutch. So you're going to hear him when he's singing. A lot of times his THs become Ds. And he has, once in a while, a strange pronunciation on some other words. But it's kind of interesting. It's kind of cool. He is excellent. He is one of the best I've ever heard. He amazed me. It's fantastic. He just amazed me. So we have Johnny Mulder and Elvis today, and a tribute to Angela Lansbury. We're not playing anybody else. We're not doing anything else. Just Johnny Mulder and Elvis and Angela Lansbury. So anyway, I loved Angela Lansbury. You know, I used to love to watch her. That was a lady with style. You know, she really was. She had style. But we've lost her. So we're just going to have to watch Murder, She Wrote, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Gypsy, you know, all kinds of movies that she did. And she usually sang a song in them, at least one, four or five mostly. If you haven't seen that movie, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, you got to see that movie. That is such a cute movie. I loved it. It's all full of magic, and they go traveling on the bed underwater, and it's cool. You got to see that movie. It just made me smile. It's wonderful. But first, we're going to do some music, and I'm going to do the normal format that we do. I'm going to play a song by Johnny Mulder, then I'm going to play Elvis' version, all right? So you guys are going to be happy. You'll be purring like cats, fat cats at that. Oh, my goodness. And here we, because skinny cats meow a lot because they're always wanting fed, but they never eat enough. So so we're going to all purr like fat cats, okay? That's why I said that. I didn't mean any disrespect to anybody. It was actually a compliment. So anyway, here we are with Johnny Mulder, The Girl I Never Loved.
Never loved, will never know I care. And all my dreams of her are dreams I never share. Oh, I want her and I need her, and I know it might. But it ended long before it could begin. The kiss I never got, somebody else will take. The plans I never made, somebody else will make. I'm lonely, I'm so lonely, 'cause it's her I'm thinking of. But it's always be the girl I never loved. Ever.
And boom, boom, boom. Did you hear that end? And did you hear that end? Oh, 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 did you hear that end? Oh, golly. Small things in you, small minds. What can I say? All right, here we
go.
Before
God.
We get into the chit chat, let's hear Elvis doing The Girl I Never Loved. You guys know what movie that was from? Betty? What movie was that from? Hey, somebody, come on, somebody. Fabre. Okay, you guys, think about it for a while.
Shelley
Google
Fabre.
It if you must.
Shelley Fabre.
Yes. That's who he was. He got caught singing this song. Okay. Anyway, here's Elvis, The Girl I Never Loved. Take 11.
The girl I never loved will never know I care. And all my dreams of her are dreams I'll never share. Oh, I want her, and I need her, and I know it might have been, but it ended long before it could begin. The kiss I never got, somebody else will take. The plans I never made, somebody else will take. Oh, I'm lonely, I'm so lonely, 'cause it's her I'm thinking of. But she'll always the girl I never loved, I never loved, never.
that's fantastic. Anyway, we're going to do Angela Lansbury's. I'm typing in her first, so. And I saw this title, and it just made me smile. It just made me smile. Of course, they have a different meaning for the word spoon than my mind did. So, but anyway, yeah. See, you get it, Sue. You know me. I am going to play the first Angela Lansbury song first, and then we'll do her bio, and then I'll do two or three other Angela Lansbury songs. Now, all of her songs are from her movies. She did musicals, you know. It was later when she did Murder, She Wrote. When she was younger, she was doing musical movies. So all of these songs are tied into movies. This one, don't say anything, Ann, please. Just let me walk off into the sunset. Anyway, this one is tied to a movie because the video has her in a costume, but I couldn't tell you what movie it was because I didn't take the time to look it up. The other ones I knew. This one I didn't know, so, and I didn't have time to look it up. So if somebody wants to look it up, that's fine. Here is the song, and you'll see what I'm talking about the different meaning of the word. The name of the song is How'd You Like to Spoon With Me?
I don't know why I am so very shy. I always was demure. I never knew what silly lovers do. No flirting I'd endure. In all my life I never kissed a man. I never winked my eye. But now at last I'm going to break the ice. So how'd you like to try? How'd you like to spoon with me?
I'd like to.
How'd you like to spoon with me?
Well, rather.
Sit beneath an oak tree, large and shiny. Call me little Tootsie, Wootsie, baby. How'd you like to whack and screw me?
Indeed, I would.
Dangle me upon your knee. How'd you like to see my lovely darling? How'd you like to spoon with me?
What a diver!
There you go. See, it's quite obvious that it's from a musical movie. I mean, you know, so obvious it almost hurts.
Wow.
But Man, when I was a kid, I used to watch all those musical movies. You know, I did. The Bing Crosby ones, Bells of St. Mary's, Music Man, all of those musicals. If they came on Saturday afternoon, and I don't think I missed a one. I loved musicals. They were fantastic, and they kind of got to be blasé, and nobody made them anymore. And I think that's sad because they were always so fun. You know, it was, and you learn songs. They were attached to a movie. You learned the song. I miss them. Uh-huh. I miss them. But at any rate, okay, let's do Angela's bio here. She was around for quite some time, and she was born on my niece's, my niece was born on her birthday, okay, October 16th. Well, she was born in 1925. Okay, so 10 years older than Elvis. How about that one? Huh? Plus a couple of months. And she died on October 11th. She died 5 days short of her 97th birthday. That made me so sad. It's like, oh, man, she didn't make 97. It just kind of wigged me out for a minute. But she was so good. I used to love that show that she did, Murder, She Wrote. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I always did. It was so obvious, but I liked it. I really liked it. And it went from 1984 to 1996, so I wasn't the only one that liked it, okay? And she was the voice of Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast. So that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool. She died at home. I'm trying to find if there was anything about how she died. There was nothing there about how she died. They didn't really do much about her. This is a short version, so there's not a whole lot about her career and everything. But, man, I know she was in boku movies, and she was always so fun, so smiley. She did star as Elvis's mother, Chadwick's mother, in Blue Hawaii. So if you saw that movie, you've seen Angela Lansbury as Chadwick's mother on the Elvis movie Blue Hawaii. I'm sorry, but her accent in that movie just cracks me up. It just comes so easy.
She drove me nuts.
Oh, I just laughed. I just laughed at it. It was so hilarious. It was it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I've seen it 3 times. I enjoyed that movie, mostly because of Angela Lansbury. The rest of it is sort of namby-pamby, but I liked watching her. Her accent kind of drove me crazy, but it's so easy to do. Her accent in that movie is so easy. It's so obvious. It's so easy to do. I mean, you know, and everybody knows what you're doing. So, but, oh, Lordy, it makes me wish, seeing how short that was, I wish I'd had more time to load in the longer biography. But we all know how fantastic she was, and we know some of the movies because I just let you know some of the movies. And, oh, my word, I miss her. I think about all the episodes of Murder, She Wrote that I enjoyed so much, especially when she would go to Ireland. She was Irish, so it was not something new and different for her to show up in Ireland. That was kind of cool. And she had an Aunt Fiona that was there. But it's so awesome. It's so awesome. You guys should watch it if you haven't seen it. It's fantastic. Okay, and here is another song from that movie I told you to go see, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Okay? She does magic in Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. It is so awesome. Yes. But she lived in L.A., honey. She wasn't actually an English actress. her lineage was English, but she lived in L.A. Anyway, she was good at that accent, too, I'll tell you. And we know why. I mean, you know, so it was okay. She's just good. Okay, here is the song from Bed Knobs and Broomsticks is Substitutionary Locomotion.
Saguna, Macoides, Picorum, Satis D. Nothing, Captain. Am I doing something wrong?
Well, to tell you the truth, it does seem a bit old-fashioned. After all, we are in the 20th century.
What do you suggest?
Well, it needs rhythm, tempo, music. As I always say, do it with a flair. Do you mind if I have a go?
Oh, of course not.
Now come along, you lot. We need all the help we can get.
Traguna,
Macoides, Tracorum, Satis D. Traguna, Macoides, Tracorum, Satis D.
Substitutionary locomotion, mystic power that's far beyond the wildest notion. It's so weird, so feared, yet wonderful to see. Substitutionary locomotion, come to me. Traguna, Macoides, Tricorum, Satis D. I don't want locomotionary substitution or remote in transitory convolution. Only one precise solution is the key. The substitutionary locomotion, it must be Traguna, Macoides, and Tricorum, Satis D.
Things kind of got a little out of hand there for him. The shoes were dancing, and the broom was dancing, and the reminded me a bit about the Magician's Apprentice. when he didn't quite know what he was doing, and he really mucked things up. But it was such a fun movie. You guys got to see it if you haven't seen it yet. You really got to. It's cool. All right, the next one I'm going to do, and you're all going to recognize this one. This one was fifth nominated song at the 64th Academy Awards in 1992. And they, Angela and Celine Dion and three or four other people got together on stage and sang this. Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time, as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
Oh, yeah. And think of how absolutely fantastic that movie had to be to get the nomination in the Academy Awards. Isn't that wonderful? I thought it was great. And this song was fifth nominated. It was right up there. I think that's just so awesome. I love it. Okay. The last song I've got for Angela Lansbury is also from a musical. Does anybody remember the movie Gypsy?
Mm-hmm.
It was about Gypsy Rose Lee, who she was a stripper during the vaudeville days. And she carried it off, man. She made it acceptable. It was okay. But she wasn't a stripper in the sense that we think of strippers, okay? It was never down to skin. Not back then. They didn't do that. But she came close, and she was so scantily clad. She was the big name in that industry. You know, vaudeville and, what's the other word I'm looking for? Burlesque. That's what I'm looking for, burlesque. yeah, she was the big name in burlesque. And that's what she did. She was a stripper. She was the number one stripper. And but she was never, I think that's phenomenal. But that goes to show the different eras and what is titillating and acceptable and what isn't in different ages, okay? She was back in the age where nudity didn't really happen too much. But they got to show their belly buttons, and we couldn't do that in the 70s and 80s. That was a big no-no. So I love the way laughing made fun of censorship. It was so cool. But anyway, this isn't about laughing. This is about Angela Lansbury, and this song is from Gypsy. She was Gypsy Rosalie in that movie. And this song is Everything's Coming Up Roses.
Arguably the greatest musical theater talent of the 20th century, Angela Lansbury won 4 Tonys as Best Actress in a Musical over a 13-year period. Here, as Mama Rose in the signature song from Gypsy, she coaxes her reluctant daughter into show business with the blind optimism of the archetypal stage mother in Everything's Coming Up Roses.
Ladies and gentlemen, this season the revival of Gypsy opened at the Winter Garden. Its star is the 3-time Tony winner, Angela Lansbury.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks, clear the trucks. You've got nothing to do but relax. Blow a kiss, take a bow. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Now's your inning. Stand the world on its ear. Get it spinning. That'll be just the beginning. Cutting up like the light. We've got nothing to hit but the height. I can tell, wait and see, there's a bell, follow me, and nothing's gonna stop us here.
Pretty stressful was the way Robert Goulet described his Broadway debut.
Awesome. She's so, I can never hear that song without thinking of Ethel Merman. She was Gypsy Rosalie in the movie. And man, that woman had a set of lungs that wouldn't quit. Good grief.
Sure,
oh, man. If you haven't seen that movie with Ethel Merman in it, you got to do your best to see it, because that is something else. It's fantastic. And I wish I had a TV. I'd go rent that movie. But anyway, I could rent it. I just don't rent movies. That's all. I need to go and find them somewhere. Never mind. Anyway, that concludes our salute to Angela Lansbury, and there were so many others, but, you know, we'll just suffice it to say that she was here and blessed us for a good long time, and we're going to miss her. The world is a poorer place without her, but heaven is richer. That woman was something special. And she gave us all of her specialness. So we had to do that. I am so glad that we did this tribute to her. Remember her and see her movies. Watch Murder, She Wrote. I mean, you know, it's totally awesome. So cool. Okay, on to Johnny Mulder and Elvis Presley. So here we go with Walk a Mile in My Shoes by Johnny Mulder.
Like I feel, and you can feel me for just an hour. And if you find a way to get inside, where each other's mine, if I could see you through my eyes, hey, daddy, your ego. Well, I believe, surprised to see you that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Oh. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before we abuse, 'cause I had a cure. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now it's Fanny Day and throwing stones at 21 and under. Cause I don't think I'll wear my head. Maybe you do. Well, I'll be maybe and call people while I'm your brother. You know, when you strike out, when you're trying to hurt me, oh, I'm hurting you. Lord, have mercy. Walk a mile in my shoes. Oh. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah. Yeah, before we abuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people in the reservation and out in the ghetto. And brother there, but God is gone through you and I. Divided holy and weak, a little angel. And know I fly out to top the mountain, oh, and then I cry. Walk a mile in my shoes. Oh. Yeah, walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before we abuse, resign and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Oh. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before we abuse, if I had a cure, walk a mile in my shoes.
Yeah, one thing I noticed about that song, did you notice it, that Johnny only had one shoe? He never did put the S on the end of that word. So, it just one of the little things, you know. The dude's Dutch. You got to give him some leeway. You know what? Okay. And most of the people in Holland that speak English have either taught each other or taught themselves because they don't teach English in the schools. So, well, they didn't when these guys were in school at any rate. So I think they do pretty darn good for that. You know, they learned it off of TV and from each other. So that's how it goes. All right, here's Elvis doing Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
There was a guy said one time, he said, you never stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. For the same God that made you, made him too, these men with broken hearts. I'd like to sing a song along the same line. Yeah.
If I could be you, if you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Oh, if you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego. I believe it'd be surprised to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, that you just walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people on reservations and out in the ghetto. And brother there, for the grace of God, oh, you and I. I'm a little angel. Don't you know I'd fly to the top of a mountain and then I'd cry, cry, cry. There's a wall of my shoes. There's a wall of my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, that accuse. There's a wall of my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, and walk a mile in my shoes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Man, that just gets your ticker working, don't it? You don't even have to wind that clock. Okay. All right. Next up. I like this one. This one gets out and moves. Oh, yeah. And we got to like those. This is Johnny Mulder doing Mystery Train and Tiger Man.
Train arrived 16 close to the home. Well, that long black train got my baby head gone. Oh, train, train, I feel like Johnny Cash, baby, running around, round the bend. Train, train, coming around, round the bend. Well, it's taking my baby and do it again, they do it again. My black car's running and I'm on, get very fast, way back.
Yeah, he's good. He is good. He is one of the best I've ever heard. And here is Elvis doing it.
Train I ride, 16 coaches on. Train I ride, 16 coaches on. Well, that long black train got my baby at gone.
Recording was in August of 1970, if I recall. So, cool. I swear, just totally cool. How can you not? Love it, right? Okay. Now, hello. There we are. This is another, see, and I'm starting to push it because I don't want to run out of time. I can always fill in more songs, but I don't want to run out of time. So here is Johnny Mulder doing Hurt.
But now you found someone new, when it breaks my heart. Oh, yes, I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. Once more, baby, yeah, you will ever know. And yes, darling, I'm
I'm so hurt. Because I still love you so. Oh, but even though you hurt me, oh, like nobody else would ever do, I would never, never hurt you. No, you. No, you. No.
Oh, Lordy. You got to give the dude points, man. He good. He amazes me. I listen to him, and it's especially at the beginning of this last song, it's like, are we sure that's not Elvis? And then you listen to it, no, that's not Elvis. Okay, because this guy's voice is just a little bit lower than Elvis's and not quite as clear as Elvis' voice. But, oh, my gosh. He's very good. He's very, very good. Okay, here is Elvis. Hurt, live, 1976. Guys, just listen with an open mind. I know Johnny Mulder is not Elvis, and we're not expecting him to be Elvis, but let's keep an open mind about how good he actually is. He does have a beautiful voice in his own right, and he does a good job. Please stop with the hearts, okay? Hearts during music, please, because that bubbly sound comes over on the air, okay? I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but it does come over the air. You can hear that. So if we could hold that off for during music, I would really appreciate it, guys, please. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, here we go with Johnny Mulder doing I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
I've been in love so many times, and I thought I knew the score. Now you treat me so wrong, I can't take anymore. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall, oh, in love
Together one more time, the last part of it.
Listen to Johnny Mulder sing that song than Tom Jones. Okay?
But, oh, yeah, definitely, yes.
Yeah. I know. He has it. You know, he has it. Okay, mm-hmm. He's not E. I will give you that, but he's good. So here is Elvis doing I'll Never Fall.
Now you treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love. Oh,
Love it, love it, love it. And, you know, that's true, guys. I got to agree with you. Nobody is Elvis, okay? Only Elvis is Elvis. That's a given. Everybody knows that is a truth. And that's okay, but that doesn't mean that other guys can't be good. You know, they're just not Elvis, that's all. I can accept that. Okay, Johnny Mulder doing Separate Ways.
I see the change coming to our life. It's not the same as it used to be. And it's not too late to realize our mistakes. We're just not right for each other. Love has slipped away, left us only friends. We almost seem like strangers. All that's left between us is the memories we share. Time we touch, we care for each other. There's nothing left to do but go our separate way. When we get all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love will find us. Someday when she's older, maybe she will understand why her mom and dad not together. And I fear that she will cry when I have to say goodbye. Will tear my heart forever. There's nothing left to do but go a separate way. When we get all the pieces left behind us. When maybe someday, somewhere along the way, or another love will find us. Oh, 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 la 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 la
song. Sad. I'm sorry, it makes me sad, but it's good. You know what can you say, right? Okay, here is Elvis doing the same song.
I see a change is coming to our lives. It's not the same as it used to be. And it's not too late to realize our mistake. We're just not right for each other. Love has slipped away, left us only friends. We almost seem like strangers. All that's left between us are the memories we share. Times we thought we cared for each other. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways and pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love. Some someday when she's older, maybe she will understand why her mom and dad are not together. The tears that she will cry when I have to say goodbye will tear at my heart forever. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways and pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love will find us. Oh,
to hear the piano like that for a change, though. I like that. Okay. This next song is one that Red West and Elvis wrote together for Gladys. Can anybody guess what it is? Do y'all know? Hello? You got to know what this song is. Come on, guys. Come on, Betty. What song did Red West and Elvis write together for Gladys? Okay, anyway, I'll just tell you then, guys. Participation. Anyway, I'm just teasing. This is That Someone You'll Never Forget, and that was written for Gladys. So here you go.
Out your hand, the little things you plan, a memory is with you yet. That someone you'll never forget. When she is far away, you're thinking of her each day, and you know she waits for you. That someone you'll never forget. Others may pass your way and let you think of love is true, but you know that it never replaces the one that waits. Your hand and a little things you plan, a memory is with you yet. That someone you'll never forget. That someone.
Elvis's mama. So here's Elvis doing that song.
never forget when she is far away. You'll think of her each day and wait for you, that someone you'll never forget. Others may pass your way and let you think their love is true, but you know
particular song, there is nobody that can do it like Elvis because he helped write it. He knows what every word means in his heart, and he keeps in mind probably with every word who it's written for, and his heart is really with it. So there's a special something in that when Elvis sings that song. Right. Okay, the next song is a song that Elvis did do this on a 68 special, but the song as a song was never released. So here is Dark Moon.
Dark Moon,
the way high up in the sky. Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why you lost your fender.
Dark moon,
what is because your life it draws? It's just because, it's just because I lost my love. Mortal that dreams of love and fame and shame, but they don't realize their love can sometimes bring us
dark moon. Dark moon,
why it's because your love it draws, it's just because, it's just because I lost my love.
Dark moon,
the way you're high up in the sky. Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why you lost your splendor.
Dark moon,
what is because your love withdraws? It's just because, it's just because I lost my love.
Thank you. me why, oh tell me why you lost your surrender. Dark moon, what is because your love withdraws? It's just because, it's just because I lost my love. What is because your love withdraws? It's just because, it's just because I lost my love. What is because your love withdraws? It's just because, it's just because I lost my love.
That was kind of mean, but it's funny. Oh, funny. Yeah, you guys all missed it. It was on the chat, and I'm not going to repeat it. But anyway, here's Elvis doing Dark Moon as on the special, 1968. Never recorded. Recording of him doing it on the 68 special, okay? So we've got something. But why didn't they put it on the album and release it? That's my question. Why didn't they do that? They missed it. They missed a big one. Okay. Anyway, all right, here is Johnny doing Next Step is Love.
Yesterday I slipped away, and the sun is a welcome evening shadow, and a perfect day, and the next step is love, and the next step is love. We walk barefoot to the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain. And fun, fun, looking is run, going nowhere special really fast. But we yet
could taste the eyes on a cake that we are baking with her past. And the next step is love. So why are we waiting for? When the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday I slipped away, and the sun is the weather when evening shadow, and a perfect day. And the next step is love. When the next step is love. Love will be the place to run from the world that we will bet you and me. We'll be closer than we ever been. Looking back, it's so hard to believe. Hanging our heart and bring it all in the best way. We pick up on the way to now. Chances are coming, but together we can make it through somehow. 'Cause the next step is love. So why are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday I slipped away, and the sun is a weapon when you hear in shadow in a perfect day. Is love, and the next step is love. Yes, it's love. Next step is love. Yes, it's love. Next step is love.
Then, and here is Mr. Elvis.
Love.
Yesterday I slipped away, and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love. We walk barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, fun, look at us run, going nowhere special really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been baking with the past. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? Yeah, the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday away. The sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world they will to you and me. We'll be closer than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe. Hanging on out, we're bringing on in the best we picked up on the way to now. Changes are coming, but together we can make it through somehow.
cause the next step
is love. So what are we waiting for? Yeah, the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday I slipped away in the sun as a walking in the evening shadow of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love. Yes, it's love. Yes, girl, it's love.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, you can't take away from Elvis. That's for dang sure. But you got to give credit to the other guys too. Some of them are very, very good. They're just not Elvis, that's all. You know, credit where credit is due, right? Points where points are required.
You know, big difference.
You know. Well, they are different. I'm not saying they're not different. They are different. But
it's a big difference, I said. A big difference between them. I mean, there are some that are close and, you know, but they just don't meet Elvis's. Just doesn't work.
Some of them are like, I'm not listening to this.
Yeah.
I know that. Some of them, I have turned off some of them, but some of them are very intriguing. You know, it's, how does he get that close? And then he'll do the next song and not so close. And they're inconsistent, you know. Have you guys been noticing with Johnny Mulder, have you been noticing that his T edges come out as Vs?
Yes.
Yeah. That's because he's Dutch. They really have to work at making those THs into THs because the way that they pronounce their language, it's normal to say a TH as a D. And if they're not thinking about it, you hear the D instead of the TH. So you hear duh instead of the, or brother instead of brother. And that's the crossover from Dutch to English. But, yeah, I noticed that with him. Once in a while, he'll do a whole song without doing that. But then on another song, it's very pronounced. So it's kind of inconsistent. It might depend on how tired he is. You know, sometimes that is a really big factor in something like that. I don't know. I've never met a man. I have no idea. But I've noticed that on some of these, it's quite pronounced that the THs are Ds. But that makes it interesting because you know that his first language is not English, you know? And that was the first thing that clued me in. And I asked John when he was sending me the music this morning, I asked John, is this guy Dutch? And I couldn't see anything real quick while I was doing music. I couldn't see anything real quick that told me one way or the other. So John said he'd go in and check it out when we got done with the music, and he did, and he came back and confirmed, yes, he's Dutch. It doesn't say much else about him, but he's Dutch. So I find that very interesting. I just find that very interesting because I have a friend who is Dutch and his family. So I don't know, it intrigues me how they want to learn English, and they learn it off of TV and from each other. And it amazes me what a good job they do, you know, to gather the meaning of the language, the structure of it from TV. You know, that it fascinates me. It's totally, I don't have that talent. Okay. That's how it goes. But that doesn't mean I don't admire that talent. Okay? We've got a gospel song. And I thought that was so special that we're going to put a gospel song in here. So first it's Johnny Mulder doing Lead Me, Guide Me.
Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? I'm tired and I need your strength and power to guide me over my darkened hour. Oh, just open my eyes and may I see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Or just open my eyes and may I see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? I'm lost if you take your hands from me, and I'm blind without a light to see. Lord, just always let me not say.
Here is Elvis. Lead me, guide me.
It more or less puts your mind at ease. It does mine.
Rock, 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 down and boo-boo.
Down and boo-boo, baby, and rock my soul.
Down and boo-boo.
bosom, my baby, and then run,
run, run. Oh, yeah.
Run.
Oh, Lordy, Lord.
Oh, rock of my soul. Why don't you rock of my soul?
Well, you rock of my soul.
Down in the bosom, my baby, and then run, run,
run, run.
Down in the bosom, my baby, and then
rock
my soul.
Down in the
bosom, my baby, and then rock,
rock, oh, yeah.
Rock.
Oh, Lordy, Lord.
Oh, rock of my soul. Why don't you rock of my soul?
Oh, that's all I can do.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Just take a collection and go get.
Nice tag. I like that. That's why I just let it play. That was beautiful. And I love it when JD slides into the sub basement. That's cool. All right. Here's one that I have always liked this song. This song makes me smile. It really does. It's kind of like, oh, well, a little bit, you know, just a little bit, like everything you got. Fuck it over. It just makes me smile. I love this song. Here's Johnny doing just a little bit.
I don't want much, just want a little bit. I don't want it all, just a little bit. Give me a teeny, weeny bit, a teeny, weeny bit of your love. Well, turn your laps down low, slap me a kiss. Turn your lies down low, I won't let you resist. I want an itty bitty bit, a teeny tweeny bit of your love. Early in the morning, but just a little bit. Around midnight, just a little bit. I want an itty bitty bit, a teeny tweeny bit of your love. Yeah, walk with me, just a little bit. I said talk to me, just a little bit. I want an itty bitty bit, a teeny tweeny bit of your love.
Elvis doing an extended version of that.
I don't want much, just want a little bit. Don't want it all, just a little bit. Turn your lamps down low, slip me a kiss. Turn your light down low, I won't resist. I want an itty weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love. Early in the morning,
turn your lamps down low. Slip me a kiss. Turn your light down low. I wanna resist. I want an itty weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love. Early in the morning, you're just a little bit.
Like 3-year-old talk, but not when he sings it. You don't think of a 3-year-old when he sings it, you know.
Right.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Oh well, different song. Okay, here is Johnny Mulder doing "Down in the Alley."
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Down in the Alley. And here's Elvis doing it live in 1974.
Down in the alley, just you and me. We're going balling till 3:30. And just rocking and reeling, we'll get that feeling. Down in the alley, just you and me. I plant you now and dig you later, 'cause you're a fine sweet potato. We'll have a ball and that ain't all. Down in the alley, oh baby Jean. Janie, 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 Janie. We'll have a ball, and that ain't all. Down in the alley, just you and me. The clock is striking a mournful sound. This time of evening, my love comes down. We're just rocking and reeling, we'll get that feeling. Down in the alley, just you and me. Janie, 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 Janie.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right. And if you'll notice, Johnny Mulder does different songs than any of the other ETAs. So that's one thing that made it so very, very interesting, because it was different songs than we always hear. I like that. That's awesome. Well, hey, guys, you know, I'm out of time. So come back on Sunday for gospel, hour and a half, and we're going to have good music for it. So I'll see you then. In the meantime, be happy, give somebody your smile, and spread the love. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Jenny.
Good night, honey.
There must be light burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh, heaven be one, tell me why. Oh, why? Questions. Still I am sure.
that the answer, is gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a flickering candle. Oh yeah, and while I can see, while I can walk, while I can stand, while I can talk, while I can dream, please let my dream come true.
Thank you. Good night.